Since 1997, Sculpture by the Sea has been bringing local and international artists a platform to exhibit artworks on the backdrop of the beautiful Bondi Beach. However, thanks to a certain worldwide pandemic, the sculptures have been absent from the coastline since 2020. But now, after that long wait, the sands and cliffs of Bondi are going to be packed once again. With the best artistic works from across the world, we're here to find out just what makes Sculptures by the Sea so special.
Creates a space for a place where people can enjoy art that's not just a museum. It's a different type of art that allows for different concepts to be created.
Speaking there was Ryan Douglas, who along with his family makes sculpture into an annual event for their entire family. For him, Sculpture stands as one of the greatest art displays in the modern world. Ryan and his family have been visiting Sculptures by the Sea since 2017. Throughout that time, Ryan has not only seen some of the best artistic pieces in the world, but also the impact these works have on the society around him.
I think Sculptures by the Sea has created a positive impact on society, especially in the last 3 years through COVID. It's been pretty tough on people, but it's created an outlet where people can come together and just appreciate different types of art. I think also it shows different ways we can reduce waste and help our environment, especially in these times with our world changing. I feel like the use of recycling and use of this, it shows that there's a positive impact that can be made through art.
Sculptures by the Sea has always had a focus on how the human race affects the environment around it and how our relationship with that environment has shifted over time. In a 2013 interview on the Sculpture by the Sea YouTube channel, Jack Davis, an artist who exhibited his work, A Force of Nature, speaks about how Sculptures by the Sea is a creative challenge for artists and their works, as they have to contend with the elements present along the coastline. This introduces a new component to the artworks themselves.
In making the work, I've been dealing with the forces of nature and being out in the landscape, so that has therefore brought new challenges to its conception. In doing so, I've realised how, when I was first originally conceived it as being, is man a force of nature, just being in the elements here really humbles you, and you realise we may be a force of nature for now, but for how long?
I think it was back in 2018, there was an artist named Georgina Humphreys who created a sculpture just by the use of recycled tent pieces from different festivals, and I think it was called Groundswell. And I personally thought that was really cool. It promoted a different type of art we thought couldn't be done.
This event has become an icon of the Bondi calendar since its inception, bringing in an estimated $11 million of revenue to the local economy and an extra $38.9 million from international and interstate travellers coming to see the event. So we wanted to know, what makes this exhibition such a special event for the people that visit it?
It's a real eye-opener. It allows you to see different types of art, contemporary, and just various types of art that you probably wouldn't see every day. It also is a great day just for a family outing. You can bring down your mum, sister, whoever in your family, and it allows you just to walk around and see different types of art that you wouldn't see every day. And it's just a nice day to support with the community and help out the people around the local areas. And I think it's just one of the days that is unique, and I think I look forward to it every year.
I'm really looking forward to the audience that Sculpture by the Sea brings. It brings over 500,000 of people to come and look at sculpture. And there's a fantastic exhibition and ability to bring the public to look at sculpture.
Finally, the passion and hard work of the artists involved is going to be shown in this iconic piece of Sydney's landscape. And that passion, which has been spreading throughout the people who have visited the exhibition, will be allowed to roam free once again. With COVID no longer looming large over our heads and the world open again to travel, we just wanted to step back and admire how sculpture has created an amazing event for art to influence and shape the people who have seen it.
Art's one of those ways where you can express your emotions and your opinions. So I think when you see other people come down, it's a way of everyone to be free of judgment. Everyone's the same. Everyone has their own opinion on art. And it makes you really welcomed into that community and that society, because art's a very special thing where everyone can see it differently. It allows you to admire everyone's different techniques, because no artist is the same. Everyone's different. So seeing everyone at this time of year come down to Bondi, makes you really happy, and it makes you fulfilled as an artist and as someone who admires art to see everyone happy and just enjoying these days and that event.